This is episode 27 of Everyday Wellness, the TEDx Experience. I'm Dr. Kelly Donahue, clinical health psychologist and change coach, here with my co-host, Cynthia Thurlow, nurse practitioner and functional nutritionist. Let's get started. Welcome to Everyday Wellness. Wellness is the result of the decisions that you make every day. It's your mindset and the thoughts you believe. Wellness is the food you put in your body and the relationship you have with yourself and others. Wellness is your work and meaning. Join us on Everyday Wellness as we explore ways that you can choose wellness today. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this super fun edition of the Everyday Wellness Podcast. Today, I'm interviewing our co-host, Cynthia. She has just returned from her debut TEDx talk, which was held in Toronto, and it was focused on females and how females can really show up in the world. And so, Cynthia, first of all, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's still, I think when you build something up in your head and like the post recovery or the post feeling afterwards, I mean, I feel like a rock star. Like I really feel good, good and confident and just very centered and grounded and all the things you hope for.
Well, that's awesome. And I think as we've talked about on here, it's because probably your mindset has shifted a bit about what you're capable of doing and your self-confidence has shifted a bit too. But before we go there, let's back it up. And why don't you tell us how this came about and what your preparation looked like for this TEDx talk, which happened very quickly, my friend.
Yeah, well, yes and no. So here's the dealio. I am, and I talk to my children about this all the time, that, you know, we should always set goals for ourselves. And some of those goals should be things that are easy. And some of those goals should be things that push you in a way that scare you a little bit. And so probably like 6 months ago, I said to my husband one day, I really want to do a TEDx talk. And he was like, why? Is this because of your ego? And I said, no, it has nothing to do with ego. I honestly just want an opportunity to really not hit, but have the opportunity to kind of spread awareness or discuss an idea to a larger audience, other than, you know, people that, you know, follow me on social media or my clients or, you know, people listen to the podcast, just to, you know, reach a different audience. And, you know, being a classic introvert, it scared me a lot because I do lots of public speaking and I do, you know, obviously, you know, just being on social media, there are people that see me speak all the time, but it's always surprising when people hear me say I'm an introvert. I really am. And so I knew this would really, really push me on many levels, and I'm not a memorizer, which was the other thing I was very preoccupied with. I was like, I can't memorize 18 minutes of, you know, dialogue. I mean, that's impossible. You know, all these limiting beliefs we tell ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so the process, so here's the thing about TEDx. You have to apply to a lot of events. I think that's important. But you have to have an organizer that connects with your idea. And so on the course of many applications, I also got many rejections, and sometimes it was two or three a day. And I just kept reminding myself that I just needed one person to connect with my message. That's all that I needed. And so then that happened, and I think I was on the stage and 4 weeks later. So, you know, the process of pitching an idea and writing an application is very different than sitting down and actually writing content that will be delivered in such a way that will really inspire people and inspire people to want to listen to what you have to say. So that was that really means for the last month, I was living, eating, and breathing my TEDx speech. So even interrupting our Thanksgiving, my kids actually, I'm not sure they're going to forgive me anytime soon, but, you know, we were at my brother's lake house, and I just couldn't concentrate because everyone was having fun and I wasn't, because it's just not fun trying to commit stuff to memory, in my personal opinion. So now that I've birthed this thing, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulder. It was just an incredible experience. So
Oh, that's so awesome. So you found out that you were accepted. You found out it was going to be in Toronto, and it was just a few weeks from when you found out it was accepted to the actual date.
Yeah.
So walk us through what happened. We know you were preparing and you were creating these ideas and getting them formed in your memory. But tell us about what it was like actually going there and what the environment was like.
Yeah. So I decided to go by myself. And ironically, my husband had a business trip this entire week that overlapped. And my husband kept trying to explain to his coworkers, he was like, I really shouldn't be leaving because my wife isn't even home. So gratefully, we have wonderful friends and a really, really amazing adult. When I say adult, she's in her 40s, adult babysitter who helped us, you know, came in and pitched for us. But I got on my flight and arrived in Toronto to snow flurries. And so I got off the plane and realized I was not at all appropriately dressed for snow flurries.
Oh, no.
So that was kind of humbling. And although to them, that's like no big deal, to me, I was like, whoa, I'm clearly, you know, outside my comfort level. You know, Washington, D.C. is not getting snow yet. But I, you know, went immediately to my hotel, dropped my stuff off, and then went to practice. And that was the first time I had an opportunity to meet the organizer and some of the other participants. And, you know, my first thought was, you know, some of the women I met, I was like, wow, they're like...
Today's podcast is sponsored by Nutrisense. It combines cutting-edge technology and human expertise so you can see how your body responds to different types of nutrition, stress, exercise, sleep, and where you are in your menstrual cycle in real time. And by pairing a continuous glucose monitor with their app and expert nutritional guidance, Nutrisense can help you reach your health goals. And the best part is it's not just a program where they send you the CGM and you have to figure it out on your own. Each subscription plan includes 1 month of free expert nutritionist support. Your nutritionist will work with you one-on-one, interpreting your data, and providing customized advice to help you reach your health goals. The last time I had my CGM on, my registered dietitian and I troubleshooted over some specific concerns that I had. And whether you're aiming to lose weight, stabilize your energy, or just feel better overall, Nutrisense offers the guidance and support you need. And lasting sustainable change takes time and can be achieved through a longer-term subscription. That's why I encourage my patients and clients to consider 3, 6, or 12-month subscriptions where it's actually less expensive and allows you to not only achieve your goals, but also to ensure that you stick to your healthy lifestyle for the long term. As I've mentioned before, I have found the CGMs I have used through Nutrisense to be incredibly insightful, specifically to carbohydrate tolerance. I would not have known that plantains spiked my blood sugar without this information. It's also been hugely helpful for tailoring to workouts and sleep quality. And so for me, even though I am metabolically healthy, I find the insights to be particularly helpful to tailor my lifestyle changes to my blood sugar. Visit Nutrisense.io/EWP and use the code EWP for $30 off plus 1 month of free nutritionist support. Be sure to let them know you're a listener of the Everyday Wellness podcast when they ask you how you heard about them. This is one of my favorite ways to take care of my health and one of my top recommendations for all of my patients and clients.
Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day. The indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some circumstances, up to 100 times more polluted, according to the EPA. And did you know that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths globally? So what's the solution? I want to introduce you to a product by Air Doctor that has captured the attention of established media outlets like CNN, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so that your lungs don't have to. This includes pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses that have the potential to go on and make us sick. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day, breathe easy, money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use code Cynthia, you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 in value. Look at this special offer by going to AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use promo code Cynthia. I absolutely love my air filters. They're an integral component to ensuring that the air that my family breathes in our home is as safe as possible.
They are queens of their fields. I mean, it was really interesting to see, you know, there was one woman who originally was from Nigeria, who was this incredibly articulate, smart woman who had multiple doctorates and had developed some technology to help people that have arthritis, so pain in their joints. And she was explaining this very complicated technology. And, you know, I was just sitting in the room and I was very humbled. I think I just felt very grateful and very humbled to be there. And then, you know, the funny thing was that my greatest fear when I got up for the first time to present my talk in front of the organizers and some of the women that would be there was, you know, can I measure up? I mean, that was my immediate feeling. You know, you start to get the itty bitty shitty committee, you know, seems to come through even for those of us who are, you know, confident and clearly, you know, we're leaders in our own industries. But, you know, I definitely had that momentary fear, and, you know, the practice went fine. And, you know, I walked back to my hotel, and in typical fashion, I found an organic grocery store and got a big salad. And, nice. You know, this will make everyone laugh. I didn't want to go out to dinner. I just wanted to go back to my room and just relax and just focus on like making sure my mindset was in the right place and I felt comfortable. And so I watched a movie, talked to my coach, talked to my husband and my kids, and then just really like went to bed early. And the next day I got up and I had someone come do my hair and makeup because I just wanted to be feeling my best. Mm-hmm. And then I showed up late, not on purpose. I didn't realize there were two buildings that had very similar names. Not being from Toronto, I didn't know this. And so I showed up at the first place in heels and bare legs because, of course, I didn't think to wear tights or hose or anything like that in, you know, 20 degree temps. And so then I had to cab it to the other place. And, you know, there's nothing like showing up late to your own event. But, you know, thankfully, I wasn't one of the first people going on. But, you know, I just immediately felt this sense of peace and calm. I mean, it was a room filled of people who really just wanted to be there. You know, they had committed to spend the entire day watching different women speak. And then there were some, artists, local artisans that were there, you know, presenting, you know, arts and sculpture. And there were dancers and there was an opera singer. It was really kind of a cool experience. But, yeah, you know, I was trying to stay very centered. And then, to my surprise, my mom and some friends from Michigan, they were only 3.5 hours away. They showed up as a surprise.
Oh,
so
how wonderful.
Yeah. I had gone up there with the mindset of I didn't need anybody there because I was just going to stay in my zone and try to stay very centered. And mm-hmm. I was actually grateful to have them there, to be honest. It was nice to sit with them in the audience, watching everyone.
That's great. So what were you thinking or what were you telling yourself to kind of stay in this zone? Do you remember?
You know, it's funny. I was still having that. And I mean, and I want to be completely transparent. I was still having, you know, the pangs of, can I pull this off? Can I do this? I'm not a memorizer. I mean, that was what was running through my head was every single time I had practiced, and I had practiced so much so that I got tired of hearing myself speak. And that's the honest to God truth. I still was feeling like a little bit of the imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. Like, can I really pull this off? Can I really do this? I know if I can connect with the audience, I can totally do this. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying not to look at my notes. I just said, whatever is gelled in my head is what's there. If it's not perfect, you know, if it's not exactly how I made my outline, I'm going to totally be fine. And I just tried to stay like in the moment, like trying to really savor the people I was meeting, the people I was seeing speak, you know, just having discussions with my mom and, you know, some family friends that were there, just trying to kind of stay in the moment. And they were just so excited. And so I was trying to feed off of their excitement, honestly, just, you know, try to stay like centered, grounded, and not let my mind wander, because that's when you get yourself into trouble. And then I just kept envisioning myself. I was like, okay, I'm going to envision myself walking up on that stage and I'm going to own it.
Oh, I love it.
And so that was, I was doing, I have an alter ego. This is kind of funny. I have this alter ego called.
Did not know this.
Yes, yes, yes. So anytime I feel like, you know, anytime you see me do live video anywhere, I have to call upon Lola. I don't know why her name is Lola, but I call in my showgirl. I'm like, okay, you're going to be the introverted extrovert. You know, you're going to get up there and you're going to rock it because you know this better than anyone that's watching. And so that was kind of my mindset, that I was going to get up there. And I even say this to my own clients, that you just, sometimes you have to just envision where you see yourself going. And yes. So that was my perspective. And, so then I had to sit up there. They moved me up, you know, I was supposed to go towards the end, and then they moved me up in the second group of women towards the front, which was fine. But boy, it's like right before I got on stage, I got that adrenaline rush. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I need to throw up. And I was like, I am not going to throw up. There's no way I'm throwing up. I'm not throwing up. So just, you know, kind of talking myself down, you know, focusing on my yoga breathing, uh-huh. you know, really calling upon those ways to kind of tap into the parasympathetic process. And I know from my NP days how to kind of stimulate the vagus nerve, which will slow your heart rate down. So I was doing a lot of breath work because I knew that that would definitely help. Yeah. So that was kind of my process beforehand, immediately beforehand.
Well, and I think the fact that you practice these skills on a regular basis allowed mm-hmm. you to do them when it was go time, when, you know, the pressure was on, because it's not as if you just decided, okay, how do I calm myself down, or what breathing exercises should I do? They were really well practiced and kind mm-hmm. of cemented in your memory. And so you were able to call on them, which is so awesome.
Well, and I think, sorry.
No,
I think one of the things that I've, you know, I talk to my kids about this, but, you know, when they, you know, they're swimmers. And so when we watch, you know, big events like the All-Americans, or you're watching, you know, college level sports, or you're watching the Olympics. And I always tell them, like, sometimes what makes the difference between like a great athlete and an elite athlete is just the ability to not let the stress overwhelm you, like use it to your advantage, as opposed to letting it, you just essentially decompensating. Because I mean, we all have that propensity. It can happen to all of us. And that's exactly what I kept saying, was I'm going to take this opportunity and I'm going to run with it. I'm not going to take this opportunity and choke. Like, that's just not even going to happen. That was the other thing I kept reminding myself, was we're just going to run with it. We're going to rock it. We're going to do it.
And I think another thing that was cool that you did is that you reframed the physiological symptoms you were feeling as excitement. You built mm-hmm. off your mom and friends' excitement and mm-hmm. kind of took that on to mean this is an exciting thing rather than right. something I need to throw up about.
And I've never been a puker before, you know, before things that are stressful. I had a grad school friend that was that way. She would vomit before every test. And I was always like, I feel so bad for you, because the stress is bad enough. But if I knew I was going to throw up before a big test, that would, you know, I would just create this feedback cycle that would not be very, it would be profoundly maladaptive. Yeah. So yeah, yeah, yeah. So a lot of mindset stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so the mindset stuff gets you on stage mm-hmm. where you're feeling good, looking good, and you deliver your talk. And tell us about that.
You know, and it's funny, my biggest concern before I got on stage was, am I going to remember what I need to say next? Mm-hmm. And so I got up on stage, and I used the term out-of-body experience, not to sound woo-woo.
I've been using MitoPure for the last 2 years, and I've added this to my routine for multiple reasons. Number one, it's a foundational supplement for me and my family. It keeps things simple, and I know that I cannot get enough of urolithin A in my food to derive the same benefits. And if you're not familiarized with urolithin A, it's a signaling molecule, but it's also actively involved in anti-aging, energy production. And I take Timeline because of its remarkable healthy aging solution that activates key critical cellular pathways in my body. It's a total game changer for healthy aging. I alternate between using the soft gels and powder, depending on whether or not I'm traveling. And we know that restoring cellular energy is a key to enduring health. And this is concluded in a recent publication in Nature Metabolism, which is a top scientific journal
identifying that newly energized cells may provide many more years of healthy life to people. Yet as we age, we know that cellular energy production naturally declines and reduces our prospects of optimal health and longevity. That's the great thing about Timeline, is you can restore cellular energy and support healthy aging. I've noticed the biggest improvements in my energy and sleep levels. We know that Timeline is clinically shown to give our cellular energy generators, the mitochondria, new power. And when taken daily, it replaces aging mitochondria, so it upregulates mitophagy and rebuilds new ones, or mitogenesis. Timeline is the only nutrient that can do what it does. So Timeline renews your cells to a more powerful state. My listeners can get 10% off your first order at timeline.com/Cynthia. That's 10% off at timeline.com/Cynthia. I know you're going to love this product. Consuming Element on a daily basis is one of my favorite ways to take care of my health. And we know that by consuming proper amounts of electrolytes, it can contribute to quality sleep, which is critical to all of my perimenopause and menopausal patients and clients. We know that magnesium increases a neurotransmitter called GABA that is known for producing calming effects. And consuming adequate levels of sodium can help you sleep through the night, because low sodium levels increase cortisol and adrenaline. Additionally, if you are intermittent fasting, it's important to understand that when you fast, two things can dehydrate you. Number one, if your insulin levels remain low, it can signal to our kidneys to excrete more sodium or salt, a process called naturesis. And as glycogen, or stored glucose, is broken down, the water left over from the glycogen breakdown is urinated out. So if you want to take care of your health in one of my favorite ways, you can consume Element electrolytes. My favorite flavors are grapefruit and citrus, but there are many others to choose from. And if you go to drinkelement.com/Cynthia, you can get a free sample pack to try them out on your own. Again, it's drinkelement.com/Cynthia for your free sample pack, where you can try all of their flavors.
But I was listening to myself and I remembered everything I needed to say. I may not have said it perfectly like how I'd written it down on paper, mm-hmm. but the theme and the message, and, you know, I tried to make it a little more personal. Like I, at the last minute, the organizer made a suggestion to change something in my talk. And so what she wanted me to do was to talk more about myself, which was not necessarily what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But part of the theme was, you know, standing up. And so I talked more about my own personal health journey over the last 3 years, and talked a lot about, you know, how there's a lot of shame and a lot of discomfort for women to talk about aging, you know, in a healthy way. And, you know, I'm no different than anyone else. And so, you know, I was talking about some statistics, which was like the second part of my talk. And I mentioned, you know, for example, average life expectancy for a woman in 1900 was 47 years old. And I looked at the crowd and I said, this hit me like a ton of bricks. And I said, the reason why is I'm 47 years old. Oh, and the whole room was like, what? which was great. But I mean, they were very, like, very connected and very interactive and really listening. I mean, their body language told me that they were really connecting with me. And that just encouraged me to continue exactly what I was doing. So I felt very supported and feeling like I was in this very nurtured, loving environment just made a huge difference. Like, I don't know if people that don't do public speaking realize, but when you're up there and you're speaking to a crowd, you feed off of the energy, or it sucks you from the energy is sucked out of you. So I've talked to students sometimes, you know, I'm teaching and I can look around the room, they all look like they're totally bored. And I'm like, I recognize this is just part of the process, but please, for love of God, at least look like you're somewhat interested. Cause there's no worse feeling as a speaker to be up there and feel, but I didn't feel that way at all. And there were men and women in the audience that were like nodding and agreeing and clapping. And so that was really validating. And here's the funny thing. TEDx, the event I was at a smaller event. So we were allowed to speak up to 18 minutes in length. And I was practicing before I got there, and it was always coming around 14 minutes. So I was like, I'm totally safe. I'm nowhere near 18 minutes. And a family friend was timing me in the audience. I'd asked her to do that. And she was like, girlfriend, you were over 18 minutes. I was like, what?
Whoa.
So very clearly, I must have felt comfortable enough that I slowed my pace of my speaking, because I tend to be a fast talker. Mm-hmm. Just by nature. And so I'm assuming I must have slowed it down just enough that it was exactly the cadence it should have been. So I felt like when I got off the stage, I was relieved, first and foremost. And then I was really excited. Like I, immediately was talking to people and, you know, getting feedback, you know, unsolicited feedback. And that just felt really validating. Like, this is what I was meant to do. I was meant to come here and talk about this topic. And, I think there are a lot of people that will benefit from these kinds of discussions, because we need to be talking more about this. So, yeah.
Okay. So give us, in our last few minutes here, give us just a brief outline of the content of your talk.
So my working title was Embracing Health and Vitality in Perimenopause and Beyond. And for people that don't know what perimenopause is, it's the years, anywhere from 5 to 7 years preceding when a woman stops menstruating and can no longer naturally conceive a child. And for many people, that's like late 30s, early 40s. And so I spent a little bit of the talk giving some background about my own, you know, health journey, and then did the statistics, because of course I love that. And then really focused on strategies and talked about pathophysiology, like what happens to women's bodies as they go through the stage in their lives. And then I gave like 4 key principles for how you can support your body in this time and beyond. And, you know, the message was about hope. Like, we need to be having these discussions. Women need to not feel afraid about getting older. You know, one of the big things that I talked about was that I felt we were missing opportunities with women, that we do a really good job talking about when women get their periods and when women, you know, contraception and trying to get pregnant and after pregnancy and, you know, postpartum periods, all of those things. And then we don't really talk about women a whole lot. And so I just felt like someone needs to be shining a light on this time in a woman's life. And they actually call it a second puberty. Actually, New York Times did an op-ed piece the week before I did my TEDx, and I was like high-fiving with my coach, because I was like, I feel like we're on the crux of a change in so many ways. So, you know, if this helps women, that's the intention, is that will, you know, give them opportunities to have discussions with their healthcare providers and with their loved ones and with their friends. So that's like the overall feeling. But what I can tell you is that even as a healthcare provider, there is some degree of like shame talking about healthy aging. And so I'm just hoping that women don't continue to feel that way. Like, I had a woman reach out to me who's 60 years old, and she said, I don't know how to make this better, because I feel like every woman just is so shamed or feels shame once she like hits over 35. And what does that say about us as a society? And I said, yeah, there's a lot that's wrong with that. I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I am so proud of you, and I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm so excited that this information will get out there in a totally different way than you've been able to do before. And I know that it'll reach a lot of people who will really benefit from hearing it. So thank you for going through the process of that. And it, in addition to bringing a lot of great information, I think that it was really probably a huge stimulus for your own personal growth too.
Yeah. I mean, that's the cool thing. Like, I actually had 2 or 3 people reach out to me who I guess want to do TEDx talks. And so they were asking for my input. And I just said, just recognize you may apply too many before you get a yes. And that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. Just you need an organizer to connect with your message. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if you decide that's what you want to do, I think it's awesome. It's just nice to set a personal goal that, you know, pushes you a little bit. Yeah. You know, that's the key. Like, I even said to my kids, like, I don't subscribe to limiting beliefs. That's just part of my never ending kind of mindset about my life. And I hope that, you know, other people like learn through that example and recognize that, you know, irrespective of what age we are, we still have the ability to do quite a bit.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for sharing your experience today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being the interviewer.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find out more about Cynthia and her work at chtwellness.com. And you can find out more about Kelly and her work at everydaytherapist.com. In addition, if you have questions for us or topics you'd like us to address, please email us at everydaywellnesspodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, be well.